With what you need to know in the news on Friday, June 3rd, 2022, I'm Vin Abenue. Following last week's school shooting massacre in Texas, a Monmouth County State Senator here in New Jersey is proposing a series of initiatives to improve safety in schools across the Garden State.
State Senator Declan O'Scanlan has introduced a package of enhanced school security bills. He says one measure calls for increased safety training for all school employees. Another directs the Jersey Attorney General to establish an anonymous threat reporting program. And a separate piece of legislation would make it easier for school guards to carry a weapon.
You can't do much to fight off an intruder intent on killing children unless you're armed.
If there's a deadly threat at school, says O'Scanlan, parents overwhelmingly want armed security personnel to protect our kids. I'm David Matthau.
In-person early voting begins today for New Jersey's June 7th primary. Congressional races and local races are on the ballot this year.
You'll have the chance to vote in person on Election Day from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. at your local polling place. But today through Sunday, in-person early voting is up and running at about 130 sites across the state.
They just have to go look for their voting location, their polling places on our website, vote.nj.gov, or they can actually go to their local county election website.
Acting Secretary of State Tahisha Way says if you have a mail-in ballot, it must be postmarked, placed in a ballot drop box, or delivered to your county board of elections by 8 p.m. Tuesday. I'm Dino Flamia.
Starting this fall, would-be teachers who didn't get high enough grades in college or on a state exam could still be hired through new limited certificates and a pilot program. Acting Education Commissioner Angelica Allen McMillan says it's a way to help districts that want to take part, 118 of them so far.
Providing the flexibility, if you will, a catchment for individuals who are close, individuals who have proven that they have the ability to be successful in the school environment, is paramount with the times that we live in.
Districts have raised alarms about dwindling numbers of applications for openings. A New Jersey Policy Perspective report says unless lawmakers act soon, there won't be enough qualified candidates to replace teachers leaving the profession. After lots of buzz, state lawmakers have amended a proposal to stock free feminine hygiene products in school bathrooms.
The original bill became a largely partisan talking point as it applied to all bathrooms in every school, grades 6 through 12. Now, state senators have changed it to exclude boys' bathrooms from the requirement. Under the changes, period products like tampons or pads would have to be available in at least 50% of female bathrooms in middle and high schools. I'm Erin Vogt.
Rutgers University is the latest higher ed institution in New Jersey to declare their campuses and buildings tobacco-free.
Starting on January 1st of 2023, all Rutgers students, employees, and visitors will be banned from using any type of tobacco products inside and outside of school buildings. The ban applies to cigarettes, e-cigarettes, and chewing tobacco products. The change updates the existing policy at all Rutgers campuses that prohibits smoking within 30 feet of university-owned and operated buildings. In Trenton, I'm Chad Robison.
After months of robust hiring, U.S. employers might have pulled back slightly in May to levels that would still be consistent with a healthy job market, despite high inflation and rising borrowing costs. Economists have estimated that the nation added a solid 325,000 jobs last month, down from 428,000 in both March and April. If so, that would snap a record-breaking streak of 12 straight months in which job growth had topped 400,000. The unemployment rate is expected to slip to 3.5%, matching a half-century low from 3.6%. The May jobs report the government will issue Friday coincides with inflation near a four-decade high. It's time to rev up those engines and take off as the Point Pleasant Beach Offshore Grand Prix and varying events will take place next weekend. From a Meet the Racers event Friday to a boat parade Saturday and then race day Sunday, Point Pleasant Beach Mayor Paul Kenitra is excited for everybody to enjoy this big weekend.
It's just an adrenaline-packed event. It's everything that we're looking for in Point Pleasant Beach in terms of family-friendly atmosphere.
Kyle Miller and Jason Waltman with Speed Marine LLC in Brick won the race last year.
Took us a little bit to catch on to it. We came into the setup, and then I would say we pretty much just ran away with it, right?
Yeah. After about lap three, we got out in front and just kept on going from there.
The first race on June 12th starts at 12 p.m. The second race takes off at 2 p.m. I'm Vin Abenue on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great weekend.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.